Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Songdoers. This episode of Songdoers is unlike any other, because this episode of Songdoers is haunted. I apologize, but contained in the metadata of this podcast is a ghost. The name of the ghost is Dorp. Unfortunately, Dorp might delete everything on whatever device you downloaded them onto. The only way to make sure he doesn't delete system files is to go to your mirror and say one thing you like about who you see. It has to be honest, you can't lie, and you have to say it out loud, unless you're unable to speak, in which case you have to think it twice. Dorp is wounded by self-confidence. Just make sure you don't give yourself more than one compliment. Dorp thrives on narcissism. It's a delicate balance to defeat Dorp, but if I didn't think you could do it, I wouldn't have made darn sure you downloaded this podcast. Slay Dorp and enjoy this episode of Songdoers. Episode 2, Cacti. Did you know that cacti can go 2 years without water? Well, some members of the country music band Cacti went over 30 years without meeting their father. And when they finally did, it changed music history in a big, interesting way. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Cacti formed in Lexington, Kentucky in December of 1989. At first, it was just a father and his son, Dean Sr. and Dean Jr. They were known as the Deans, but changed their name to Cacti after they realized that another band that comprised University Deans was already using that name. Side note, the Deans band that comprised University Deans was not popular, partly because their concerts smelled awful. Why'd they smell awful? Well, it's because former students would detonate fart bombs at their shows. The Deans played prog rock tunes about punctuality and grammar. They are a bummer. Anyway, back to Cacti. They were a huge hit, and in 1990, at a show in Philadelphia, something strange happened. A man in the front row looked an awful lot like Dean Sr. After the concert, that young man, named Bill, spelled B-I-L-L, went backstage and soon found out that he was Dean Sr.'s son! Dean Sr. had been to Philadelphia only once before, 20 years prior, and unbeknownst to him had become a co-parent with a woman named Sheila. Sheila had no way of contacting Dean Sr., so she told her son, Bill, that the mailman was his father. The mailman played along, and every year on Bill's birthday, he gave Bill a stamp. He was a nice guy, that mailman, but he died, crushed to death by mail. He was cremated and his ashes sit in a plastic Pikachu on the side of a highway in Portugal. Bill was aimless in life. He said the only thing that brought him even a sliver of joy was to sit in thin mud and try to fart. Dean Sr. felt bad and invited him to join Cacti. And Dean Jr. was excited to have a brother. With Bill on fiddle, Cacti was now a trio. Soon after Bill joined the band in Philadelphia, a similar thing happened in Baltimore. Another young man stood in the front row of their concert with an odd expression on his face. And after the concert, he met the band and found out that Dean Sr. was his father too. This young man was named Tim, and he also joined the band. He was assigned to the bass guitar, and Cacti was now a trio plus one. As Cacti toured the United States, its stems grew. And by the end of their East Coast leg, the band was up to 8 members. By the time they finished touring the South, they had 15 members. And when they ended their tour in Portland, Cacti was a 24-member country music band made up of Dean Sr. and 23 of his sons. When they had finished their tour, they all ended up back in Lexington. Dean Sr.'s wife, Cindy, welcomed Dean Sr.'s children that he had made with former lovers across the U.S. She had the 23 children she had always dreamed of. Things were harmonious. But then came time to record an album. When they got to the studio, they realized not everyone could fit inside. It was too cramped. Someone was going to have to leave the band forever. Dean Jr. suggested a wrestling competition and began drawing brackets on the wall, but Dean Sr. gently took the jumbo marker out of his son's hand. "This marker won't be necessary," Dean Sr. said. for I volunteer to leave Cacti. All of his sons burst into tears, because Dean Sr. was a good dad, and almost won National Dad of the Year, but the contest didn't exist and probably never will. Cacti went on to become the biggest country music act of the 1990s, but they eventually lost popularity when the world decided it no longer liked new country music, and instead embraced EDM, elderly disco music. Please enjoy Cacti's very last song, Country's Dead.
It's a new country hit, but you don't care a bit about it, 'cause country's dead and never coming back. It's a new country tune, where the drums go boom, 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 but country's gone and had a heart attack. They say it died in Indiana, they say it died alone, they say that country will not come home. It has a son in Detroit, it has a daughter in Spain, but country will not see its kids again.
You know, we talk a lot about music on this podcast, but I want to take a short break from talking about something auditory and instead discuss something visual. And that visual thing is frowns. Frowns are all around us. They're on the buses we take to work. They're in our overcrowded classrooms. Heck, even prisons have frowns. And frowns bring people down. They remind us that the world is not perfect and something somewhere is rotten. But what if I were to tell you that you don't have to frown? That you could live your life, and even if you were screaming on the inside, you could still be smiling on the outside so as not to bring down us chipper people who don't want to be all bummed out. Well, my cousin Bam Bam's got a brand new product called the Happy Maker Marker. It's a permanent marker that's non-toxic and safe for sad faces. You use it to draw a smile on your face like a clown, and then no matter what you do, you look like you were just told that you could cut ahead of someone in line. So the next time you're on the bus and you feel like you're going to be a mopey sad sack because a loved one has been diagnosed with something crummy-wummy, just take out Bam Bam's Happy Maker Marker, fix your face, and the bus won't have to make a stop in Wah-Wah Town. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at songdoers@gmail.com. Positive vibes only.